Blog Talk Radio.
Our show on the network.
You've heard the phrase, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. Well, take that into consideration when you listen. The opinions you hear are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not those of
this station
or anybody else. So tell me, how do you like them apples?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the number one internet talk radio host on this planet is coming to you live. And yes, once again, it's time for the reason the internet was invented, the one and only. Yes, there is a Jiggy Jaguar, Timmy, and he is here live tonight. So join us in the chat room, and you can also instant message the Jig Daddy by clicking on air contacts at the all-new website of record, JiggyJaguar.com. So people of every race, creed, and color, come one, come all, and thanks for tuning into Jiggy Jaguar, and it starts right now.
Welcome to hour number three of the world-famous Jiggy Jaguar Show. Thanks for tuning in to the big broadcast from the Transmedia Worldwide Studios in the Great Salt City of Edgerton, Kansas. We are live today on 20-plus AM FM stations through the Starcom Radio Network, 50-plus stations worldwide, and we are live 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, and 12 to 3 Pacific, 24-7 at JiggyJaguar.com. On the TuneIn apps and Radio Loyalty, our podcast is available at JiggyJaguar.com. We've got a great guest on the line. Going to go ahead and let them introduce themselves. We'll talk a little bit about why they're here. Go ahead and jump in there, my friend. Introduce yourself.
Hey, it's Jordan Harbinger from The Art of Charm.
Now, you have some amazing stuff in your background. Give us a little bit on your background here, my friend.
Sure. So I'm a dating coach. I teach men how to be more confident with women, and I teach them how to manage relationships and become more charismatic. That's what we do. We have a week-long residential program here in Los Angeles, as well as 200-plus hours of free audio in the form of a podcast. And so a lot of guys from all over the world, hundreds of thousands of guys, listen to the show all the time. And then a lot of them come into L.A.
Yeah.
And get the real deal.
Jordan Harbinger with us today. He's a expert on dating. He's also a relationship coach. And we wanted to have him on today. He also co-founded the Art of Charm Dating School. When it comes to the science of dating, the Art of Charm teaches a simple philosophy. If you want to get the girl you like, then you need to become a better man. tell us about that. Break that down for me.
Well, I mean, a lot of guys think that there's like some sort of tip and trick situation where they can learn how to be, you know, oh, I need to know the right thing to say, or I need to know like how to look cool or whatever for the girls, and it doesn't really work. It has nothing to do with it. Guys don't want to look at themselves. You know, what we hear a lot is, well, you know, she should accept me for who I am. And it's like, well, she will, but try to present at least the side of you that's showered and shaved, you know. So a lot of guys really don't get that. And so what we do is we try to help guys find their insecurities, help find their little holes in their personality, help them embark on a path to sort of bettering themselves. And from there, that's what makes guys attractive. Somebody's growing is attractive. Somebody's stagnant is not.
Jordan Harbinger joins us, expert dating and relationship coach. Jordan's Art of Charm is a team of social dynamic instructors that teaches the skills to become successful in both business and life, with an emphasis on social interaction coaching. In short, they teach guys to be the best man that they can be, confident, charismatic, sexy, and living the life they know they deserve. Now tell us about social interaction training.
Well, essentially what we've got is a week-long program in Los Angeles where we run you through a lot of drills and a lot of exercises to teach you how to banter, flirt, using touch to generate trust. We take you out in the field with coaches so that you know what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, what needs to work. Those are all very important because most people read dating books and it's like, be yourself. And it's like, well, that's actually the best or worst advice that you could possibly get because it doesn't mean anything. So most people don't know how to apply things even when they do get good advice. And so what we do is we teach you several discrete skill sets, run you through drills until it's internalized and you've really mastered it, and then watch you do it and correct you from there so that you've got it down, so that when you do finally leave, you can apply it when you get home. And that's where a lot of these different areas and different dating books and stupid websites and things like that are really lacking, because there's no application and there's no actual coaching. It's kind of like reading a book on riding a motorcycle and then trying to take one on the highway.
Jordan Harbinger joins us, expert dating and relationship coach. Jordan Harbinger is with us today. He is discussing all sorts of things. Let's talk a little bit about some dating topics. First of all, let's talk this first one here. How to be charming. Explain this to me.
I mean, charm is something that essentially is not something that you can really do in an audio-only format, right? Like, a lot of people think, it's got to be what I say. But we know that most of communication is nonverbal. So charm has a lot to do with setting up that attraction, setting up that body language, knowing how to behave in certain social situations where somebody's maybe not being nice to you or not showing you the respect that you think you deserve. Do you get angry about it, or do you handle it straight? And there's a lot of persuasion skill sets that come in with being charming. It really has nothing to do with pulling out the chair and knowing which fork to use. It has much more to do with knowing how to handle some sort of adversity as a man. A lot of guys get emotional when they don't get what they want. They get immature when it comes to conflict inside a relationship. They don't have relationship management skills. They don't think about other people. I mean, these are all things that us as guys, especially millennials, you know, the guys who are born in the 80s and 90s and later, you know, those people really have no idea what they're dealing with. And so what we teach is essentially sort of a stopgap there, and it gives guys a framework on which to build and improve.
We've got a great guest with us today here on the line. Jordan Harbinger joins us. He is an expert on dating and relationships, and he's got a great book out there. Let's talk first of all here. The free pickup podcast. I want to talk about that first. It's got 200 hours of free personal growth related content. Share me a little bit about the pickup podcast. Let's talk about it.
The Art of Charm podcast, it hasn't been called the Pickup Podcast for a while, but the Art of Charm podcast is essentially a sort of a platform for guys to get access to coaches where they would never have the opportunity. So, for example, you know, we might interview an entrepreneur from Shark Tank. We had Damon John on here. We have Mark Cuban coming on the show. We've had guys like Tim Ferriss, author of the 4-Hour Workweek, come on there, and we ask questions that listeners would ask. So usually when you get a media interview, it's like, oh, well, tell us about your latest book. I don't ask that. I ask, okay, how did you do this? How should we handle this when this happens? I'm not really as interested in hawking people's stuff. I want, you know, an hour-long interview with somebody where I ask questions that maybe they don't get all the time, or maybe that they don't necessarily want to answer all the time. And so that's the platform. And that's great, because what it does is it allows the listener to get an interaction, or sort of proxy interaction, with somebody that they would not have access to normally. And what that does is also, we do a lot of instructional, what we call toolbox episodes, and what those do are allow you to learn a skill set that normally you wouldn't get coached on, especially not for free. So we have, you know, body language, creating a good first impression, eye contact, touch to develop trust, how to nail the first date, all these things, and these are free. You know, normally people, when they do audio products of this sort, they're like, hey, it's only $49.95. These are all free. I want guys to go out there, try the stuff that they learn on the show, and then come back and go, okay, this is life-changing. What else do you guys have? You know, and then, of course, we have our coaching if guys really want to take things to the next level. So that's what's really good about that. And, of course, like I said, it's free. It's available globally. And we've had millions and millions of downloads.
It is a great guest with us today. Jordan Harbinger joins us, expert on dating, and he's a relationship coach. He's got a Art of Charm podcast. Jordan has been a professional broadcaster both on the Internet and Sirius XM for nearly 7 years, and is going to provide us all sorts of information here. He's the co-founder of the Art of Charm. How can we make a solid first impression? First of all, break that down for me.
Well, what most guys do is they they don't realize what the channels are involved in making a first impression. So that's where we start, right? Like, a lot of guys, they go, say, for example, we're talking about a dating situation. They're at a bar or at some sort of venue, and they walk in the room, and they hang out with their friends for a little bit. They cower in the corner. They fart around for a while. They grab a drink. They hang out. They finally get up the liquid courage that they need to go and talk to the girl that they spotted half an hour ago. And they saunter up there, and they're like, all right, I'm going to make my first impression. I got some sort of brilliant pickup line or whatever. I'm going to give it a shot. Well, the problem is you don't make your first impression when you think you make or when you want to make your first impression. You make your first impression as soon as you become a blip on her radar. So what we need to realize is we're not making our first impression when we go up and talk to that person. We are making that first impression as soon as that person notices us. And that changes the game. Because what that does is that says, okay, now I know that when she sees me, it's going to be probably right when I walk in. So I need to be changing what? My nonverbal communication has nothing to do with what I say, has everything to do with what I look like. She might not be able to hear me. In fact, almost all the time it is the case that she can't hear you when you're making that first impression. She can only see you. So that doesn't mean you have to be this great-looking person, but what it does mean is you need to have confident body language. You need to have a good smile going. You need to be having a good sort of energy in your interaction. And I don't mean that in a woo-woo kind of way. I don't believe in that stuff at all. What I mean is, you know, you have to be having fun with your friends, showing that you're having a good time, that you're self-amusing, not that you're cowering around, wondering what everybody's thinking about you, sharking the room for chicks that you can go and bother. You need to really have that nailed down. And she's noticing all of this subcommunication, and it's happening all subconsciously. So that's what guys don't realize, and this is why women don't give this advice, because we don't really know that we're making this assessment. That's why when somebody weird walks onto a subway car, depending on what city you live in, or somebody weird stands near you at a bus stop or whatever, you go, I don't know, this guy's creeping me out. Well, that's a mixture of that person's nonverbal communication.
Yeah.
So eye contact, body language, things like that. And you can communicate a lot of things that way. People pick up on those things whether we notice them or not. So that's what the difference is. They notice that right away, just as we notice when a girl's attractive, because we're basing that assessment on looks. They're doing something very similar. So that first impression has to be nonverbal in nature. And so that changes the game a lot, because it means it's actually good news for us as guys, because what it means is we don't have to have a brilliant thing to say. We just have to be communicating the right things. And, of course, that relies on a lot of proper mindsets being in place, confidence, and the fact that we know how to communicate that. Sometimes guys need a lot of tweaks, so we work on that a lot during the week when guys are here. We work on that a lot during the show when guys listen to the podcast.
We're going to take a quick time out here with Jordan, and when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more with him. It's a very, very entertaining conversation, so stay tuned. The Art of Charm podcast, Jordan Harbinger is our guest. We'll talk to him a little bit more about this, as well as a few other things, and he has got an amazing, amazing following, SiriusXM. 20,000 Facebook followers, 15,000 Twitter followers. We'll talk to him a little bit more when we get back here on the world's famous Jiggy Jaguar Show. We'll be back in a few moments. I will definitely want to have you back, because I have a few people that would love to speak to you. They aren't here today, but they would love to speak to you on this whole situation of dating and the art of charming. So I will be in touch with your fabulous press people, and we'll make that happen. But let's talk here about some common mistakes that men make in dating and relationships. What are some of these common mistakes, my friend?
I mean, a lot of people, what we do, I mean, it's hard to even say where to start with this type of thing, of course, just because there's so many. But one of the things that guys like to do, especially when it comes to dating, is they like to go, okay, I've got this great place that I take her for dinner, and it'll really be impressive because it's kind of fancy. And then, you know, either they do the movie thing or they do something else that's sort of like, maybe it doesn't even really matter. Everybody's got their little thing, but usually it tends to be some variation of dinner and a movie. And the reason that I don't like it is because it's the worst possible date you can do. There's
okay.
a lot of pressure when people are in a formal dining setting that does not is not conducive to dating whatsoever.
Yeah.
First thing is that when you're eating, nobody tends to look that great when they're eating, and women are very conscious of this especially. So they tend to get really nervous when it comes to that. Now, that's not great either. You're sitting at a table across from somebody, which is generally not that good. If you're really good at what you're doing, maybe you're sitting next to them, but you're still eating, and it can be a little awkward. Additionally, there's the question of who takes care of the check. Is the food good? Are there any hassles at the restaurant? If it's fancy, do you have a reservation? Is everybody on time? Did you find her house to pick her up? How is that going to work out? There's all kinds of logistical issues that go along with it. And then you go after that whole thing, you're full, you're bloated, nobody feels like putting out, and you go sit in a dark movie theater for 2 hours not talking to each other. It's actually the worst possible date that you can do unless you're already a couple. In that case, it tends to be something fun that people do every week. But if you're on a first or second or third date, something like that, it's absolutely the worst thing that you can do. And so there's a lot of other mistakes that go hand in hand with that, you know, and a lot of them have to do with money issue, check splitting, things like that. A lot of times guys overthink all of this first impression type of stuff. And so some of the cheap mistakes that guys make are really avoidable. A lot of first dates back when I was single that I would do would be things like, let's go hiking, right? And there's a park near me in Hollywood where there's tons of people, so it's not sketchy. It's not like, let's go hiking through the dark woods with just you. We've never met before. We don't really do that, you know. It's sort of like, let's go to this park where there's a ton of people, a ton of dogs, a lot of sun, and go for a hike. Now, when you're sweating it up, and it shows you're both in shape and that she's not going to be too preoccupied about makeup and clothing, and it sort of throws the whole thing out there, right? You can just kind of be fit and doing your own thing. You don't have to be worried about a lot of the pretentious stuff. And girls who are generally really laid back and cool will really dig that, you know, going to the beach to hang out, going for a walk. And that additionally, if the date doesn't work out, you find you're not a good fit, you don't have that whole, well, dang, you know, I just spent $50, $100, and nothing came out of it. I feel burned. This is the 10th time in a row. You know, nobody cares about going on 10 walks. That's fine. It doesn't cost you a thing. You spend your time getting to know somebody. You're not out, you know, $2,000 for the effort. And so it really cuts back a lot on that type of resentment. You get a better chance to connect with the person, and it's a lot less pretentious. So there's a lot fewer social constraints placed on just something that's supposed to be getting to know each other. It's a lot less formal, and that's really, really beneficial. A lot of the other relationship stuff that guys do that really screws things up is just, you know, goes hand in hand. It's a much deeper issue that probably isn't something I'd address very quickly in a short radio segment, but has to do a lot with whether or not guys are addressing sort of the elephant in the room, emotional issues, dealing with certain types of questions that most people brush under the carpet, et cetera. So, but dating-wise, these mistakes are very avoidable. It's just that we're following a very old model of dating because we haven't had anything better to replace it.
I love this. Jordan Harbinger with us today. He's a dating and relationship coach. He co-founded the Art of Charm Dating School. He's with us today talking dating and relationships. Give us a little bit, give us some flirting tips here. I know that there's a lot of people in our audience that just don't understand the concept of flirting.
Sure. One of the things that people do that's a huge mistake when flirting is they try to do something that creates a lot of conversational content. So, for example, if you're in a bar or a lounge environment or a quiet place, you know, you can walk up and start talking to people, but what guys do is they say, hey, what's your name? Cool. Where are you from? What do you do? And it's sort of like the proverbial job interview pickup, right? We call it that. And that's no good. There's nothing good about that, because what you're doing when you do that is the same thing that every other guy is doing. And that's a big problem, because here's the thing. If you're flirting with her and she's bored, even if it's her fault, right? Even if she says, where are you from? What do you do? Oh, that's nice. Even if that's her leading the conversation, if she gets bored, you still lose as a guy. So as guys, we like to, and we should, take charge of the interaction here. And the way that we can do that is by asking or doing things that have no content whatsoever and are not just going to be, where are you from, what do you do, how do you like it there? What we can do is instead do what we call it banter, of course, but there's a bunch of podcasts, hours in fact, that talk about the specifics of this. But it basically revolves around playful teasing that bounces, or flirting that bounces between playful teasing and rapport or connection. So what that might be is a guy might walk up to a girl and be like, "You guys are cute. You guys look like trouble." That's a much different context than, "Hey, what are your guys' names?" or "Where are you guys from?" Chances are they haven't heard this before. It doesn't have to be particularly cute or creative, but it's better than what gives an autopilot response, which is, "Yes, we're from here," or "No, we're not from here. I'm a nurse." Those things are all autopilot responses. We want to get people out of that, because that's what creates excitement. And when we have excitement, we have tension. When we have tension, we have attraction, right? And that's extremely important. Otherwise, you're just another guy who approached and said, "Hey, can I buy you guys a drink? Where are you from? What do you do?" Very, very boring. So if you're playfully teasing, we can then pull it back out and you can start connecting. So you can say, "You guys look like trouble. What are you guys doing here?" "Oh, we just got off of work. What about you?" "And you bet we're trouble," is a common common reply that you might get a lot. And you go, "Work? What do you guys do? You guys are dressed like ninjas," or something like that. It's just really silly, really stupid, doesn't matter. The point is, the content is irrelevant. The point is that, and this works, and people who are listening are like, "I'm older, I'm 35, this would never work on me." And I can prove with statistics, just from having done this in different states, different countries, all over the world, with thousands of different clients, that's not correct. So the thing is, when we bounce back out of the sort of logical or playful teasing, we can bounce into, "Oh, right on, you guys just got off of work. What do you guys do?" Then you can sort of ask that question, right? And then they can then answer you, and you can tease them about that answer. So instead of not getting any information for 15 minutes, you're getting a little bit, but then you're bouncing back into fun mode. So it keeps the interaction fresh. And again, I know that sounds like a lot of information right off the bat, and this is why we have, you know, 4 hours of audio just on this subject alone at theartofcharmpodcast.com.
We've got Jordan Harbinger joining us today. He's a dating and relationship coach. He co-founded the Art of Charm Dating School. We've got him with us today. He has 20,000 Facebook followers, 15,000 Twitter followers. You have a huge, huge fan following. Explain this to me.
I have a huge, huge fan following. Yeah, no, there's a... And done. Yeah, no, there's a lot of guys on Facebook that subscribe to the updates that I put up there. There's a lot of people on Twitter. We have a huge email list. There's thousands and tens of thousands of guys that listen to the show every single week. And there's millions of people downloading the podcast every year.
Now, Jordan, you've got some cool stuff out here. We were talking a little bit earlier about some of the different things. You're a former Wall Street attorney, successful entrepreneur,
right,
for over the past 7 years. The Art of Charm is amazing, amazing. Let's talk a little bit here as we wrap up here. How to quit your day job and make your hobby your business. Tell me about this.
Well, essentially, I think that's not something that I do or teach. It's something that I've done, I think, is probably where you're going with that. I mean, I worked on Wall Street for a while. I started the podcast in my friend's basement with a buddy, and it really took off. And so from there, I kind of realized, because, you know, when I was younger, I always thought, I'm going to be the worst employee ever. I don't like to follow directions. I like to experiment with things. I'm not going to be a very good employee if somebody wants me to, you know, check for commas and documents and draft things and blah, blah, blah. And I sort of beat myself into submission a little bit during law school, and I made it happen that way. But once the Art of Charm started to take off, I really realized, okay, now.
Yeah.
Now is definitely, I understand it now. When people say work is fun or business is fun, I fully get it. You know, this is what it's about.
Well, we have got a great guest with us today, 36 minutes after the hour. We are going to thank our guest for being with us today. Jordan Harbinger has been our guest. Jordan, before we let you go, how do we find you on the Internet, sir?
Check us out at theartofcharmpodcast.com.